Hobart won the toss. They elected to defer. And they will kick, defend the south end zone here at Don Howell Field. Griffith set to receive. They will move left to right as we see things here at the Brickyard.
John, I was going to tell you kind of two storied programs. Griffith, Hobart, there was a train that we heard off in the distance, some remnants of Bricky Bowl. So there's got a lot of good feels tonight.
Atkinson, Maxwell, and Thompson back deep in a triumvirate to receive Jankovic's kick. It's going to be taken by Maxwell at the 5, running between the hashes, 10-15, now to his left, changing direction of the field, gets across the 20 and is stood up just over the 20-yard line. Return of 15 yards for Griffith and Joel Maxwell, and that's where the Panthers will start. First down and 10, just underway. Opening round of the 2021 IHSAA State Football Playoffs.
I thought he was going to get the perimeter on that. He looked like he had some space to run over there.
15-yard return, but he ran about 45 yards, I think, of elapsed ground as Colin Phelps, the senior quarterback, completes 44% of his passes. He will work out of the shotgun. On first down, twin wide receivers to the right, one to the left. It's a boundary side. Phelps takes the snap. Pass. It's picked off by Hobart at the 25, running 20. 15, 10, 5, touchdown. A pick six for Ryan Flores, who caught it in the flat. The first pass of the game by Phelps, picked off by Flores, and run back to pay dirt. And just 18 seconds into this playoff ball game, Hobart takes a 6-0 lead.
You can see right here on the replay, Griffith went empty, something they don't normally do. Extremely heavy run team, and they threw it, and he jumped the hitch and took it to pay dirt.
So Jankovic on for the point after touchdown. He's 40 of 43 in the campaign. Snap spot, right foot goes through, and the kick by Sex the Uprights. So Hobart needs just 18 seconds in this one. A turnover pick six by Flores, Jankovic, PAT. And the Brickies jump out to a 7-0 lead on visiting Griffith. We're back after this timeout. This is game night in the region. On the Region Sports Network, the only game in town. John Fitzgerald, Josh Huddleston, back live here at Don Howell Field at Hobart High School and the homestanding Brickies. On the first play from scrimmage for the Griffith offense, it results in Ryan Flores with a pick six. And Hobart draws first blood. They take a 7-0 lead, 11:42. And Jankovic, for the second time in 18 seconds, set to tee it up.
I got the opportunity to sit down with Coach Craig Osika ahead of the sectional matchup. And I had mentioned about the defense not coming to play as well as the offense, and they, right on cue, they maybe opened my mouth and put my foot in it.
Jankovic caught by Atkinson in the kickoff to the 5, 10, 15, trying to turn the corner on the left-hand side where he's escorted out of bounds about the 21-yard line. Atkinson, who broke it for a 95-yard touchdown in the first meeting for 95-yard kickoff return for a touchdown, I should say. Atkinson really the number one part to this Griffith offense, both out of the backfield and in the receiving core. And Phelps, after an inauspicious start, is going to have to try to regroup his troops as they find themselves trailing Hobart 7-0, their second offensive possession of the night. It's going to be a wildcat to Atkinson. He's going to turn the corner right side across the 25 and wrestled out of bounds at about the 28, but we have flags down in the backfield. Tackle made by Colton Charo in pursuit of Atkinson, the wildcat, who took the direct snap. It's going to be a hold against Griffith.
It's going to be a holding on the offense. Griffith came out in 5 wide on the first play of the game. Didn't turn out well. They came back to their bread and butter, which is the running game. So they try to get more numbers to the point of attack. They had kind of a bunch formation over here, and it was run simple run right, and they just try to block the perimeter there.
So there's going to be a hold on Griffith out of the backfield as they tried to spring Atkinson. That'll move the line of scrimmage back to the 9-yard line in Griffith territory as they move left to right. 11:31 to go in this first quarter. 7-0 Hobart already. Wide receivers left and right of Phelps. takes a waist-high snap, looks to throw. He's going to let it go far sideline, and he overthrew Atkinson at about the 42-yard line. Atkinson had his man beat in the far sideline, but just a little bit too strong with the throw was Phelps. Coverage by Josh Tejada on Atkinson on the far sideline.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that's probably some nerves still setting in the first quarter. I mean, that ball was juiced up. Atkinson had him by about 5 yards. I mean, he catches that. He's off to the races. So it looks like the Griffith Panthers have seen something on film through the air that they're going to try to capitalize on.
So second down and 20 now. Ball rests on the 10-yard line in between the hashes. Phelps barks out the cadence. Takes a snap, fakes a handoff, rolls to his right. He's going to throw in the flat as Crow caught at the 30. 35, stiff arms a man and is wrestled out of bounds at the 41-yard line. Pickup of nearly 30 yards on the play, make it 29 and a first down. As Crow was able to sneak in behind the Hobart defense and secondary, get the pass, and Crow gets angled out of bounds for a first down. That's Crow's fourth catch of the campaign.
I'll tell you what, they showed that same action that they ran on the holding penalty, and that guy snuck right across the back of the Bricky defenders, and they connected on a big pass play. That's a momentum mover.
So Griffith looking to be passing the football here today. There was movement, flags fly, and Griffith jumped off sides. So that'll stall this drive as they had it first and 10 at their own 41-yard line.
I tell you, Griffith comes in. They had 88 pass attempts on the season. 20 of those came in week 3 against the Bricky. So the coaching staff for the Griffith Panthers feels like they can exploit some things in the Bricky secondary.
And in that first meeting, Griffith runs for just 78 yards on 30 carries. They were not able to get much traction out of the backfield in that first meeting. So going through the air, and they've had some open receivers so far here tonight. First down and 15 now. Ball rests at the 36-yard line, right hash mark. Phelps barks out the cadence, and we have movement. I'm not sure if Crow, who is lined up as a split into the left-hand side of the formation, move first.
If you're Griffith, you cannot have us. That's three penalties early on in the first quarter.
And after that big first down pass and catch from Phelps to Crow, back-to-back penalties, moves the ball back to the 31. And now it's first down and 20 once again for the second time on this drive for the Panthers. So a tight formation here for Phelps. Snap goes directly to Morrow. He's going to tuck his head down, run across the 32 out to about the 33, where he's wrestled down by a host of Hobart Brickies. So a couple different direct snap actions for this Griffith offense as Joe Maxwell and Atkinson have both lined up in the backfield and been the recipient of direct snaps here in the early going. 9:51 in this opening quarter of play. 7-0 Hobart. Second down and 17 upcoming for Griffith. Ball at the left hash mark.
Look for them to go up top again. They had a guy open last time. They just overthrew him, so I look for them to go back.
Wide receivers left and right of Phelps. He's going to throw. Does so into coverage. It was tipped up in the air, but falls incomplete. Pass, I believe, was initially deflected by Mark Enslin.
We call that the old tip drill.
Phelps pass a little bit telegraphed. That's going to bring third down and 18 now from the 33-yard line.
Yeah, Hobart's playing the run, so they got you know, four linebackers across the middle, so getting that slant in behind them is extremely tough.
So Phelps lines up in the backfield, out of the shotgun, takes a waist-high snap, rolls to his right, now throws out of the backfield, passes complete, a great catch across the 35-yard line, is hauled in by Chris Olson.
Hauled in by Christopher Olson.
But it's going to be a penalty against Griffith, and Hobart's going to decline the penalty, bring up fourth down at 18.
Yeah, Griffith's doing a lot of different things than we saw in week 3 and what we've seen over the course of the season. Airing the ball out a little more, they got to stay out of the penalty. I think that goes without saying, but you can't put yourself behind the sticks, especially a team like Hobart.
The penalties have really stalled this drive after they had a ton of momentum on that third down conversion. So Brad Rose, 5'8", 145, a senior, on to punt. He was the top punter in the Greater South Shore Conference, averaging 34.7 yards per kick. This one might have been partially deflected. It's going to fall at midfield, and come to a stop at the 31-yard line in Hobart territory, but flags back at the point of contact. As Rose went down, there was contact. It's going to be a personal foul against Hobart, running into the kicker, and it's going to be an automatic first down.
I'll tell you what, Hobart sold out on that play to block the punt, and they weren't able to get there, and it's so extremely tough. We talked last week about blocking punts, and you're coming full steam. It's hard to lay off the kicker, but it cost the Brickies there, and first down for Griffith. They got new life.
So Griffith, thanks to the roughing the kicker penalty, able to move the chains and into Hobart territory for the first time tonight. 8:55 left in this opening quarter. 7-0 Brickies after Ryan Flores picked off the first pass of the game and ran it back into the end zone. Now Griffith on their second offensive possession of the night. Stacked line. Atkinson. A reverse handoff. Ball is fumbled but did so out of bounds across the 45-yard line. Cameron Thompson coughed it up. We'll see where they mark that as it went out of bounds right in front of the Hobart bench. And that would give Thompson progress out to the 43-yard line. So inside the 45, down to the 43. It'll be a pickup of 6 on that first down run.
They did a little counter there. They showed that quarterback run action, then handed it off to the counter underneath. And the Bricky defense stayed home. Senior Pickett was the defensive tackle there that maintained his ground and turned it back in.
So Phelps now with a quarterback. Jimmy Edwards away from the formation far side. Lines up as a wide receiver, and the Panthers want to take time. So Griffith calls timeout, 8:49 to play in this opening quarter, and Hobart with that 7-0 lead. And the Brickies, even though this is the second possession of the night for Griffith so far, Brickies' offense hasn't been on the field yet, and they lead 7-0.